The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I'll tell you a story that I heard just today from a great rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. He got the story from Rabbi Tzvi Chakak, who's Hacham Ovadia's right-hand man, his closest gabbai for maybe the last 20 years of the rabbi's life, who has a wealth of knowledge about the rabbi's life. And he got this story from Rabbi Tzvi Chakak. And he asked Rav Tzvi, he says to him, what was the last thing the rabbi did before he left his house? Because those that know, Hacham Ovadia passed away in Cheshvan shortly after Sukkot, but he was sick already in the summer. In the summer, he felt, unfortunately, he had tremendous pain. The rabbi was going through unbelievable pain, unfortunately. And for maybe a few weeks, if not a few months, the rabbi was back and forth from Hadassah, back home, hospital, back home. Every time we would see the rabbi come back home, we could imagine the simcha that the community had, that B'nai Yisrael had. And then, unfortunately, the last time the rabbi was taken to the hospital before he passed away was on a Motzei Shabbat. And the family said that the pain that the rabbi was going through was, unfortunately, seemingly intolerable. The rabbi had such back pain, tremendous back pain. You could imagine the pain they had just seeing the rabbi in pain. Just seeing the rabbi, the Gadol Hador, the Hacham, and any Jew, let alone the Gadol Hador, going through such pain, it was practically unbearable. And on Motzei Shabbat, they had to take the rabbi to the hospital. But before he left to the hospital, the Gabbai said, this is actually what happened. Hacham Ovadia said that he didn't want to go to the hospital yet. Now we're talking about someone in their 90s. The rabbi was 93 when he passed away. And he says he's not ready to go to the hospital. Rabbi, it's Motzei Shabbat. There's no Chilul Shabbat here. And he's going through tremendous pain. The rabbi knows that he's going through tremendous pain. Rabbi, please, over there, they'll be able to maybe give him something to alleviate the pain. The rabbi said he's not ready to go to the hospital yet. He's suffering. Rabbi, he says he's not ready to go. He's like, what about Milaveh Malka? Milaveh Malka? Is that even, on the map? In some people's books, do they even know there's actually a mitzvah to have bread on Moshe? Come on, you want Milaveh Malka? I'm sure that in your condition, you could be Yotzeh with maybe a quick beracha. You wrote the book on Halachot Shabbat also. You know what you could have for Milaveh Malka. You could probably be Yotzeh with some cookies, mezonot, okay? And I'm sure you're not even hungry. And I'm sure you really want to get to the hospital already. Rabbi, what are you talking about? Well, okay, you know what, Rabbi? We'll take bread with us to the hospital. He says, how do you know what's going to happen in the hospital? The rabbi wasn't ready to go until he had a full-fledged Seudat Milaveh Malka with bread, Netilat Yadayim, Mayim Aharonim, and Birkat HaMazon, and only then he was ready to go to the hospital. Rabbi, going through tremendous pain. That just puts anyone else that thinks that on a Motzei Shabbat, they could excuse themselves. Nah, I'm not hungry, Rabbi. I just had Seudat Shadishi. Who Bechalal asked if you're hungry? Who asked if you're hungry? Do we understand? Do we understand what the power of a mitzvah is?
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org